Summertime.
Do you have the summertime blues?
I do. Jaco Marcellino, can you name that tune?
Summertime.
We have a winner. Congratulations.
I'm cruising around Chicago trying to find Jaco's pizza.
It's got to be there somewhere.
You know, it's the best.
Yeah.
I got to thank you guys for taking care of the weather.
Yeah, you know, sorry about that.
Storm, and it's going to be a nice, clear night.
Yes.
Will you explain?
Well, it may not be raining.
All right, now this is a free show. Am I imagining this?
I from what I understand, it's a free show. So I can get you good seats.
7:30 tonight at Village Green in Addison. The big news is something I'm holding in my hand right now. You guys have put together this 50th anniversary commemorative edition LP and CD, and this comes out tomorrow?
Yes. And that vinyl is an aqua blue. It's a very cool package.
We've not opened it yet.
My kids have opened it.
Oh,
I have to be honest with you. They're 16 and 20, and I'm hearing Sha-na-na flying out of their bedrooms, and I'm like, way to go.
That's cool. Well, you know, I saved a lot of good nuggets over the 5 decades, and it's pretty cool. It's a nice package, and we got the whole CDs. Now, do your kids have vinyl?
Yeah, they both have record players. I don't even think they do CDs anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No.
It's all vinyl.
Jaco, are you somebody who believes, we've heard this debate back and forth, that true record purists insist on vinyl. Where do you stand on that?
Well, you know, I love vinyl, but I have a big collection. But, when I need to get a quick song, I'm afraid I go straight to Apple. I'm just iTunes and
the digital
download
version.
It for 99 cents.
Yeah.
I have a scolding, wagging finger up in the air right now.
Wendy.
I know. That's bad. It's bad. But, you know, I did own up to it.
I heard somebody say a year or so ago that the greatest sound in the world is that 3-second sound of when you put the needle down on the record. And the record hasn't started playing yet. You just hear that little...
That hiss.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
Hiss pop.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, it's cool you put... Why did you go vinyl with this? Just a throwback because it's the 50th anniversary?
Yeah, and you know, we wanted a real nice big package. It's Pat Boone's gold label. And it's, you know, it has a lot of good elements in it. And since I've spoken to you, we did a 50th anniversary return to Bethel, the original site of Woodstock, which was a fantastic evening. And to be back at the sacred grounds of Woodstock, it was very, very, very cool.
You get a little tingle when you're there, Jaco? What does that do to you when you're in that same exact place?
Well, that was a long time ago. And then on the other hand, it's like, that was about a minute ago.
Yeah.
So it really varies.
Now, you were born at Woodstock. Refresh our memories on that story.
Well, our international exposure was Woodstock in terms of national and international. We had done, you know, maybe a dozen shows or something, and this was the first time we had such a worldwide audience, especially when they kept our song in the film, the documentary, and how big that was. Because they would kind of cut it out, but they had previews in L.A. and in New York, and we got standing ovations. So we were glad for that.
That's so cool.
What does that do to you, though, Jaco, when you go from relative obscurity to all of a sudden being one of the acts that everybody's talking about? Does that mess with you a little? What does that do to your head?
Oh, it was very cool. And I was, you know, 19 years old. And the club we got booked at was actually Jimi Hendrix came down like 3 nights and brought a bunch of people, and including the producers of Woodstock. And we got hired right away and went, got $350 for the 12-man act.
Wow.
The check bounced.
It bounced?
We got a dollar to be in the movie.
Oh, my God.
But, I don't know who really got that dollar. I want to investigate this because I don't remember getting my 8 cents.
Although, who cares? This is every 19-year-old's dream who has a band put together. You're playing some show, and then all of a sudden, hey, there's Jimi Hendrix, and hey, we're playing Woodstock.
Yeah, and then in the TV show, we got to meet and play with so many greats of all kinds of entertainment ilk. You know, we did Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Bobby Rydell, but you know, we also had Ethel Merman. It really was a variety thing, and we really learned how to lay down some tracks. We laid a track down for James Brown, who called me brother and gave me 5 on my drum track.
Wow.
So, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool to mingle with all these rock and entertainment gods.
At 19, that must be surrealistic. You must just be saying, how could this be happening to me?
Yeah, well, that's 50 years ago, so, uh-oh. Boy, am I old. No. Boy, am I young.
Right.
Two other original...
I'm young for my age.
Yeah, that's the way to say it. Two other original members, founding members of Sha-Na-Na, are joining you on this show. Donnie York will be there and Screamin' Scott Simon. Is it amazing to have a friendship, a professional friendship, that lasts that long?
Or are you still friends?
Well, maybe you're not still friends. Sorry if you're not.
yeah, we don't talk to each other, and I haven't actually met those guys.
Good.
But I understand that, no. You know, yeah, it's... They're long-term, all these guys, and we have side guys who have been here 10 years, going on 20 years. And we all get along pretty darn well to be schlepping around the country. I say the worst part of the gig is getting there. But once you get there and get to do a show, it still rocks me.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you some more information tonight. There's a bunch of people texting. It's called Rockin' Wheels. That's this whole event going on tonight. It's free to come. Bring a chair, food trucks, beverages, and more. Great music. Can't wait to see Sha-Na-Na. It's right across from the Village Greens. So that's Addison tonight.
You got to say be there or be square.
Oh, that's right. And Grease for Peace.
Be there or be square.
Right.
In a Brooklyn accent.
Do it. Wendy, you can do this.
Be there or be square.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Very intimidating.
I can't top that.
All right. So you have this awesome album and CD. How did you determine what songs went on here? Because you played a lot more songs than are included in this album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, basically the ones that I liked and that flowed together and that were still had... sounded good, you know.
Yeah,
I grabbed most of these things in time, whatever it was, like 30 years ago when digital came. I made sure I saved them.
Genius.
And and then we did a good job mastering them.
Jocko,
we would slow down tracks, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah. If you had a time machine and could go back to the 50s, who's the one performer you'd need to see?
Well, you know, I never saw Elvis.
Oh.
I saw the Beatles, I saw James in his prime. I never saw Elvis, so I'd probably have to say Elvis.
All right. How come you never saw Elvis? I find that shocking.
I don't know. We do a ton of Elvis. We just never crossed paths.
Oh, that's too bad. Mm. Uh-huh.
thank you very much.
If somebody wants to get this great commemorative album CD set, it's commemorative edition, Sha-Na-Na's 50th anniversary. Best place to send people is at Sha-Na-Na.com.
It's Sha-Na-Na.com, and there's a link that brings you right to it.
Well, sweet. It's so nice to talk to you again. And listeners, really, head out to Addison tonight. It's at the Village Green in Addison. It's a free concert. You will be rocked, you will be rolled, and it will stop raining.
Oh, miracles, all of those.
It already has stopped raining. You did a good job.
All right.
And, Jocko, we just personally want to say thank you. You sent Wendy and myself a very nice package of Sha-Na-Na gear, which we wear proudly. So thank you for that. That was very nice of you.
Good. Good. My pleasure.
So nice.
All right, well, keep it rolling there, buddy. Nice to talk to you, Jocko.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
You as well.
Jacko. Jacko Marcellino.
You did not talk like that.
For my own health reasons. Didn't want to upset him.
You made me do the...
Yeah, I did, didn't I? How about that? Jacko Marcellino, of course, one of the founding members of Sha-na-na, celebrating 50 years of singing incredible doo-wop music.
And a turquoise LP is pretty
cool.
You
don't see that very often.
So that's tonight. Go to sha-na-na.com to find out the information. But really, we have so many... text coming in. It's right in front of the Village Hall tonight. It's free food trucks, drinks, adult beverages, I believe. It's called Rockin' Wheels, and have a great time.
This sounds so up your alley.
I know.
I'm shocked you're not part of this.
It's a weeknight.
Is that what it is? Yeah. One night later, you would have been all over this.
What time does it start? 7:30.
7:30? Tempting? It's pretty tempting, right?
I might be going, and I'm not kidding. The kids have been playing the Sha-na-na records, wearing their shirts.
Right.
I'm like, do you even know who Sha-na-na is?
Did they?
No, Michael knew, but Dylan wasn't sure. Yeah. He goes, no, but I like it.
Yeah.
And I know who they are now.
Yes.
So maybe we will head
Surprise
over there.
Surprise them.
7:30 tonight. All right, Sha-na-na.